Jack Westfall.
Our third speaker today
is an associate professor of family medicine,
a public health nurse
at the Patrick and Kathleen
Melissa
Thompson
Brody, RN, chair
BSN,
in rural health,
has spent her
and
time
the associate
in
dean
public
for rural
nursing.
She's at
the
University
of Colorado
Services.
School of Medicine.
And she is also the co-director
services
for Community
at the Jefferson
Translation
County
of
Public
Colorado
Health
Clinical and Translational Science
Colorado
Institute, which is funded by the
finally our last speaker today
the CTSA
is Patricia
out of
Braun.
NIH, so congratulations.
Dr. Braun is a Colorado native.
He received
an associate
his medical
degree
in
pediatrics and family medicine
Kansas,
at the University of Colorado
his family
Denver.
Medicine residency
She's been
at Rose
a practicing
Family Medicine
pediatrician
Denver.
At Denver Health for
Dr.
15
Westfall
years.
Currently practices part-time
Colorado's Academy
in Colorado,
American Academy
and
of
teaches
Pediatrics
medical students,
chapter
PA
health
students,
advocate,
nurse
so
practitioners,
thank you, Dr.
college
Braun, for
and
that.
High school students.
He serves
and
as
she
the director
oral health
of the
research
Plains
Research
Network,
University of
in addition
Colorado,
to the director
of the Colorado
AHEC
system.
So
at the
with
University
that,
of Colorado
let's begin the
Denver
presentation.
My name is Jack Westfall. I'm a family doctor by day. And about 4 years ago, I was approached by a friend of mine who's sitting in the room, Linda Reiner, who sort of said, Jack, you know, you're a good family doctor, but you don't know anything about the teeth. And I said, well, I was specifically told to avoid the teeth in medical school. You know, the mouth is the way to the back of the throat, which is really the only thing that family doctors were supposed to worry about, was the back of the throat. So after a little bit of education, I sort of, I don't know if I became a zealot or I at least became an educated family doctor about oral health. And so I started working with this program, and it has been a delightful time translating this infant oral care program into a primary care setting. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. These are the objectives. I think for those of you who want CE, you need to read these, commit these to memory, and be able to answer these. Fill out your evaluation that you know these, and you can get CE. Is that right? Yes, okay. Karen talked a little bit about the costs of oral care, but she didn't give you some of the numbers that will make you pause. In Colorado, the Children's Hospital is the sort of primary place where infants get full mouth restorations, and that there's 2,800 of those every year. The operating room is operated 5 days a week, four operating theaters, and it costs $43 million for those kids to get full mouth restorations, just in Colorado. Now, somebody said, well, I wonder how many $45 reimbursements that is for a primary care physician to do. And the quick number is 1 million. We could provide 1 million infant oral exams for that same $45 million that we're doing restorations. So, you know, I believe that now, having done this for a couple years, that primary care providers are uniquely positioned to help provide infant oral care. We can help establish the importance of infant oral care to families and to children. We want to become part of the dental home, not take over the dental home. We want to be part of this integrated, you know, patient-centered medical home thing that everybody's talking about, and make sure that all our patients have a dental home, someplace where they go, God, my tooth hurts. I know who to call. We don't want to take that over. And frankly, all I know is, for those of you who are dentists, forgive me, all I know is brown spots and white spots. I don't know caries or cavities or ECC. So we really count on that collaborative relationship with our dental providers. Now, in Colorado, we have a lot of counties that don't have a dental provider. And so de facto, the primary care physician becomes the dental provider for emergencies and possibly for infant oral care as well. This is one of my colleagues, Dr. Mark Deutschman. He's been very active in this program. This kid is really not very sure. She wants to be examined by Dr. Deutschman. He's a really nice fellow. Doctors and nurses, public health folks, nurse practitioners, PAs, see infants a lot during the first 3 years of their life. So the Cavity Free 3 program, we have some components. This is one of them. This is the oral health screening. This is for the medical office. We actually have one for the dental office as well. We don't want to exclude dentists from cavity-free at 3, and we want dentists and dental hygienists to also see infants. We just know that in many places they don't or aren't or can't, and so we combine this with the well-child checks at medical offices. This was developed by a technical assistance team of about 15 or 20 folks. They were public health folks, physicians, nurses, policy folks, some foundation of project officers that came up with this over about a six-month period, looking at how do you actually do this in a primary care practice so that it's not so disruptive to the flow of your patients and you can actually get it done. And this is a very nice tool that now is actually used quite a bit and being also converted into the most common EHRs, electronic health records. Well, you heard earlier that this is not a fluoride varnish program. This is an educational program. And one of the most important parts of this educational program is goal setting with families. So we teach a lot about motivational interviewing. We borrowed from some others this self-management goal setting program that we have it in English and Spanish and Somali and some of the other languages that you saw. And this really helps patients and their parents pick self-management goals that they feel like they can do. And there's good evidence that when a patient helps pick their self-management goal and then looks about how confident they are at completing that, that it makes a difference and changes their behavior. Well, medical providers see infants, you know, a ton of times. We see them, actually, I think it's 11 times before they turn 3. So that's 11 opportunities to not avoid the mouth, to look in the mouth, and be able to at least say, wow, there's a brown spot or a white spot. I can take care of this. I can put on fluoride varnish. I can talk to your family. I can talk to your parents. We can talk about feeding. We can talk about your sippy cup. Before teeth ever erupt, when the first tooth comes out, and then at the end of that, put on fluoride varnish to help mitigate the chances of decay. So the program implementation, we talked about the oral hygiene, the dietary counseling, of course, fluoride varnish. That's sort of the people go, oh, cavity-free at 3, that's that fluoride varnish treatment program. That's one little component. The educational component is really the most important. But, you know, family docs and pediatricians, nurse practitioners and PAs, we do a lot of counseling with families already. So adding this in is not an onerous task. We're already talking about feeding and nutrition. Adding in these little components that have to do with oral health actually can be done quite nicely in those well-child checks. Well, touting Colorado's own horn, about 65 years ago, a dentist in Colorado realized that a bunch of his patients' teeth didn't have cavities, and it was traced back to fluoride in the water naturally occurring. So we know that fluoride helps. So part of our program also is helping families understand the importance of water fluoridation. We have several municipalities in Colorado that don't fluoridate their water. Quite a few municipalities in Colorado have naturally occurring fluoride. The Cavity Free at 3 program can be found in a couple of places. You saw the Cavity Free at 3 website earlier. We've also collaborated with the Society of Teachers of Family Medicine program called Smiles for Life, and you'll find quite a few Cavity Free at 3 resources on that website. That does both infant care through the entire lifespan, helping primary care physicians provide oral health. One of our partners is Children's Hospital here. They have a cavity-free at 3 clinic that provides hands-on treatment, direct patient care, and many of our training opportunities. So when we have students who are learning the cavity-free at 3 model, they can go to this clinic and see 6 or 8 kids in a day with their families and actually get the experience of doing motivational interviewing, exams, and fluoride varnish. the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry and the American Academy of Pediatrics, they're on this. They've sort of been giving us, themselves, family docs, nurse practitioners, PAs, our marching orders. You need to be seen and have your mouth looked at by age one. That's one of the test questions, so you want to make sure you want to write that one down. By age one. So what have we done so far? Well, over 600 people have been trained in the cavity-free at 3 model in Colorado. The little bar on the right is sort of the cumulative number of people trained. There are 22 active members of our technical assistance team. We have 24 training presentations already in 2010, with 6 more. We think we're going to get 6 more by the end of the year. We actually have a queue out the door down the street waiting for training. We have a lot of offices, a lot of practices, a lot of physicians and other providers that are eager to get trained. We've distributed almost 8,000 fluoride varnish kits that have the little cute little cavity-free at 3 logo, and it's a nice little kit that I don't have to go to 6 different places to find the components. I just grab the kit, bam, it's right there. I can do that as part of my well-child check. Over 10,000 infants and families have been treated, screened, and educated through the cavity-free at 3 program so far in the last couple of years. We're very excited to continue this. We've been successful at getting additional funders to be excited about infant oral care. They've supported our translations into multiple languages, and we're looking forward to embedding infant oral care both in the practices but also the culture of the community in Colorado, so that parents go, well, I have to go in at 2, 4, and 6 months. Every mother knows 2, 4, and 6 months for shots. We want every parent to also know, I need to have my kid's mouth looked at by age one. So thank you very much.